What are you looking at your back door today? Do you see a problem or a project? You're not sure where to get started or what you need to get the job done? Give us a call. We'll try and help you out. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can text in to 411-923 or email and send pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If we don't know the answer, we'll make something up that sounds good and who will know the difference? I'm kidding. We've got a great referral network of certified partners all across the state that we rely on and help participate to get the correct expert information to you, the Arizona homeowner, all at the cost of tuning in and listening or whatever that phone call. Well, it's a toll-free number, so it costs us 1-888-767-4348. A gal by the name of, Christine Christmas. That's an interesting name, Christine Christmas. I think it's a stage name. I think that's a birth name. Stage. She said, hey, I have a tip for you. I wasn't going to go back to TV, but she had a good point. If you don't have a large yard, or even in a large yard, don't put in speakers bigger than the back of your yard. Take your neighbors into consideration. If you've got a TV mounted high that goes over the block wall and the glow comes into your neighbors, you know, take your neighbor into consideration if you are building your backyard entertainment. Great advice there, Christine. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of the program. Let's get to, what's number three? Fire up the crowd, fire rinks. Oh, man. There are no burn days in a lot of Maricopa County, but that's a small portion of Arizona. It's the biggest population, but a small portion. And just because there are no burn days doesn't mean you can't fire up an outdoor grill. I don't think that I think a small chimenea may be an exception. I'll have to do. We did not cover that in our. Maricopa County have no burn days for wood fires and outdoor fireplaces and fire pits. So be cautious of those. But man, what a great way to kill some time. If it's a night game or you're staying over for the second game, where they call that a doubleheader, or you're just you're just still outside because it is a great state to spend time outside in. The game's over and having the fire pit, having some marshmallows for the kids, having crack. You know, none of us eat s'mores. We take them camping every single time, but nobody likes marshmallows. Nobody can ever get them right. They're always burnt or fall off into the fire. We usually end up eating graham cracker or the chocolate by itself, not toasted. But, man, it's fun. Just cooking a s'more is fun, and it's cheap entertainment. What? What's a bag of marshmallows cost? So what if you burn them all up? What are you out, 10 cents?
I can't believe you guys don't like s'mores.
Ah, I am not.
My kids
love
them.
Not pass my lips. So having and there's some beautiful options. There are chimeneas. You can go buy just a precasted and be ready at the end of the day to build a fire in. You can go all out to the extreme the other way, which is actually what our picture and our article is. It's a incredible paved arena that's set up like an amphitheater, fireplace in the center, three different levels of seating behind it with a retaining wall. Just a great application. It reminds me in a much less... It really reminds me of Camp Geronimo. It doesn't have pavers. You're sitting on wood benches, but it's a fire with an amphitheater around it. Just a great place for storytelling and listen to the old folks talk and share stories of their old day. So you don't have to go all out, but the great thing about going and doing this outdoors, if you've got a Cadillac budget or a Cadillac taste on a Datsun budget, you don't have to buy the Cadillac right away. You can section it out. Go with the pavers. Go with the firing first. Save up. Do the pavers later. Save up. Do the layer one seating next. It doesn't have to be a complete project right away. This can be something that you can do over time. There's one of the TVs in the studio has a HD stream on it, and they're doing tiny houses right now. And I'm thinking about that. Could we do a tiny house with four kids? Now, I admit that'd be pretty tough, but something neat. What they're doing is it just shows the amount of time they're putting into every single detail and how unique they're making their home because it is a smaller structure. They've got time to put all these little details into it that otherwise if you were doing a 3,000 square foot home that you got to slap and go, you're going to miss a lot of these little neat character things, and it turns into just the same color drywall walls throughout the house. And it's a something interesting thing. I'll just take it a little tiny bit of time and spend the extra time putting those fine little details in. It doesn't have to all get done right away. We've got a couple more after the bottom of the hour news break, and we'll take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We have yet to get to my favorite part, where we're going to be talking the kitchen part, the barbecue part. And we've got a little, if you heard our live broadcast at Harper's Nursery about 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember if it was for, I think it was our 75th or 80th anniversary, we had a very special guest there, and we're going to be talking about what he brought to that outdoor live broadcast. That could be a huge part of your backyard kitchen, but it's portable. We'll talk about that after the break. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We also have articles that are published everywhere. And when I mean everywhere, a lot of places. KTAR.com. We have an article that goes out every Friday. If you'd like to get notified of that or reminded, you can sign up for that. Text Rosie to 411-923, and you'll get a text with the link to our article. That one this week was on man caves. We also publish in The Republic, the Tucson Daily Star. On Sundays, we have a question and answer. Green Valley Dispatch, Casa Grande Dispatch, or Green Valley News.